Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. There are many reasons for weak or stillborn calves. Most are in the wait and see column. But there is something that needs to be on the cattle producer's mind right now about calving season. With the drought situation and the lack of fresh forages for livestock to eat, most in Southeast Kansas are consuming a diet largely consisting of preserved forage. You know, hay. Fresh green forages contain very high levels of vitamin A, so it's rare for this deficiency to occur during a normal pasture season. The problems occur during drought conditions and when grasses become dormant, making vitamin A deficiency primarily a winter issue. Forages harvested still green in color will contain some vitamin A, but at very low levels. Being the least stable of all the vitamins, elevated temperatures and long days of sunlight of hay season cause most vitamin A to oxidize and disappear. Cows on green pasture will store vitamin A enough to last 2 to 4 months. Outside of those months, most herds will offer a trace mineral vitamin pack. However, it's common to still see deficiencies in supplemented herds. Some mineral packs don't contain the appropriate amount of vitamin A. Normal, free choice mineral and vitamin supplement dosage is 2 to 4 ounces per head per day. To meet the needs of a 1,400-pound cow that only consumes 2 ounces of mineral, the supplement needs to have 300,000 international units of vitamin A per pound. A majority of supplements contain half that. Another supplement consideration is the intake variation among cows. Some research suggests that up to 14% of cows don't consume any dry mineral supplement at all, and others eat varying amounts. Lastly, it doesn't matter what level of vitamin A is contained in the supplement if it isn't consistently available for livestock to snack on. I've mentioned that vitamin A is unstable. Standard feeds lose about 1% per month, but when coupled with a trace mineral, as with most supplement packs, the loss increases to 9%. Product purchased 6 months ago may only contain half the vitamin A now. What are the alternatives to cool season forages or purchasing supplements on an as-needed basis? In some cases, injectable vitamin A makes sense. If a herd is presently experiencing a deficiency, an injection to cows yet to calve will have immediate effects. Keep in mind that the injectable vitamin A still has a short period of effectiveness, 1 to 2 months. So, timing is critical. Excessive vitamin A can be toxic. Use your vet's advice on product and dosage. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.